Just you know. Let me tell you what happened today. It's the first day we've had off in months. It's usually hotter than hell here. And all that jazz. Had this beautiful party all planned, and it was really nice. But you know what? It's rained all day. And had buku eating. Really been kind of fun, but got with some of the guys, got to shoot a bull and carrying on. Well, Douglas and let me give you some insight on that. You know, Bob was talking about us digging each other and getting our stuff together. Well, that poor guy's got problems. He's not so sure. His wife writes him about once every 2 weeks, and he's not really too sure what she's been into. They had some problems with one of her old boyfriends or something before he left. And so anyway, he's a little bit down and out, and I can understand why. So anyway, and then there's the other Bob, little Bob, maybe. He's a fine kid, man. I really like him. He's so interested in flying, and he's interested in doing what's right and being a good kid and all that jazz. I really have a lot of influence on him. I try to exert the right kind. There's one thing I'd like to clear up, though, is I don't want you to think that all we do around here is cuss and carry on, but it's just about all it backs up to. That's about all the bad things that your papa-san does, is cuss a little. But when I get back to the world, as soon as I get off the plane, I'm going to stop that. Or when I get on the plane here, I hate to start that yawning business already. I've been thinking about something. I hope you don't think I'm jealous, but I am. Don't want you spending too much time around Gary. And I'm not even going to say why, but if you can't figure it out, well, don't even worry about it. Just be kind of cool, okay? Wouldn't take too much for him to get attracted to you with his ugly wife. Right. So, don't. Okay. I figured you'd probably like to hear that. Well, you've been doing pretty good on the bills, I guess. I've done some arithmetic, and you know, we ain't going to be able to make it all the way. But we can get pretty close. We can get close enough, we'll have to sweat the whole thing. I'm going to write some stuff down, so you can, the way I want you to do it. But I do want to get that stereo. And that'd be nice. Okay, I'm going to listen and see what else you got to say before I carry on anymore.
Yeah. And I'm kind of ashamed I had $70 left over. I'd like to keep a few little things, but I can manage that too well. I put the girls a swing set in my way. I got a new one anyway, it's out. But get some clothes, put the back up.
I like your idea about putting things in layaway. That's good. You learn how to control your money that way. We're going to be number one at that because we're going to have what we want out of life besides each other. We have some nice things.
Oh, yeah. Douglas is the one that took those pictures. And we took one of him for his wife, but I don't think she appreciated it too well. She didn't even write him back about it. Because she got somebody else, or she got somebody else keeping her happy. It's kind of sad. Super sad. I'm listening to you now. You probably hear yourself in the background. You're getting ready to pound your pud. It's been so long since I got to pound mine. Might just do that since my roommate's gone. Might just look at your beautiful picture and just kind of gently stroke it until I come and get it all over my hands and have to wipe it off or something. But, yeah, I'll do that. Just think of you. Look at your picture. Well, it's kind of cool, you know, after you pounded your pud and you know, it was beautiful. Boy, I did like that. The only thing is, it's dandy, so coming in, you guess you come, and then all of a sudden, good morning. Fred just went limp on that good morning. But, anyway, sure was nice to hear that. I listened to that about every night. I like to listen to it. I can't do anything, you know. Just once in a while. And by the time it comes around and get a chance, oh, it hurts so good. Yeah. It hurts so good. You mentioned me getting on the stick, and right? Honey, that's all I am, is on the stick. Really, I hope you can understand how it is. I wish all I had to do was just kind of lay around. I just ride all the time. But, it's so easy. It won't be long now. Won't be long. Just about halfway there. Well, time's going by real fast. Seemed like just yesterday I was in Saigon. Saigon sucks, just like the army. Boy, Jen's so cute. I love listening to her mumble, "Dad, Dad." It's so sweet. I can't wait to get home, see her, play with her, and all that jazz. It won't take her too long to dig me, because I'll be a real nice guy. Yeah, you're talking about having little boys. I'm kind of like you. I kind of don't want no more kids. I love broads, and I got three, and that's plenty. And little boys don't do anything for me. Besides that, I got my nephew that can be my little boy. Chuckle. That's how I feel about it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got that tape the same day I got the pictures. Matter of fact, it was the last letter I got. It's been a week ago. I've had those pictures a week. Got to look at him once and pin my Fred. Once a week, I guess I'll do it. Or every 2 weeks. Depends on how my body chemistry runs. Right? Well, you're getting belligerent. Real belligerent about not getting any mail. Golly. Tape, man, that constitutes about 45 letters. You have to count all the words in there and then check off the average page and see how many you got. Hello, precious. Well, here it is, the 16th day of March. This month is over, half over. How about that? Sorry, I haven't done anything toward this last 2 or 3 days.
Last night I wrote you a long letter. And I mailed you a tape. I hope you like that tape. You probably got, you got it by now. Let Marilyn listen to it. She probably get a charge out of it. That was fun. We had steak and shrimp salad, and we had macaroni salad with shrimp in it. Boy, that was good. And crab. And you wouldn't believe some of the things I'm learning to eat. Eating some Vietnamese food with rice and stuff, and it's really good. But had a lot of Chinese food. Yuck. Chow hall. Man, it looks like barf. Really, the only bitch I got is the chow here. Well, I... I just finished listening to your tape again for about the fourth time. And wrote down and took some notes. A lot of this junk's repeated and repeated, but that's all right with me. It's all right with you. I enjoy hearing you repeat yourself. That way I know you haven't forgot what you said in the first place. But you asked what I attribute our problem to in the past with you. And I know we always dug each other, but there's something missing. I know what it is now. We just wasn't communicating. That's it, man. That's where it's at. I'm gonna sit down. I started that. I think I'm gonna tape. Maybe it's this one. I don't know. I don't guess it was. Started talking about something. Gosh, I don't want to wait and talk to you in person about it. That's what I really want to do. Because then we can really get down to the nitty gritty. This way, it's so much of a delay that I get a lot of good thoughts and miss them. And, you asked me about those nasty books. If I like to read those, started like, well, honey, I'm just getting like you, that's all. One of the guys had it, and he said, hey, you want to read this? And he said, you might like it, you know, so I borrowed it for a couple of days. And, I didn't even read all of it, about a quarter of it or something. And I'm going to read some. I got a lot of other things I need to be reading. I need to finish my course. I just got this young GI is getting interested in it. He's got he's got some of the lessons now. He's really turned on about it. And I think he's going to buy one, which that'd make me $50 richer, and that'll get me a half of a stereo or something. And, anyway, I got time. If I'm going to spend my time, I'll spend it doing something better than that. But I do enjoy reading those kind of things. Just when you're around. I do hear you read them to me. Yeah. And you mentioned that Misty was... worse than sleeping with me, and some of the letter you wrote to you never complain again because I slept kind of rough. And you better get your story straight. Make up your mind. Yeah, that's what you need to do. And also, oh yeah. I like the idea about the house. Yeah, it's Paladura Street. That's over by Tascos High School, isn't it? I think that's that's Pecos. Yeah, Paladura. I can't even remember where that's at. I got it in my brain. But, does it have a garage? I'd sure like to have a house that has a garage, because, you know what? Old Jay's gonna build himself an airplane.
Mommy's going to help him. Daddy's going to teach Mommy how to buck rivets and drill holes and paint. And you can even make the upholstery for it. Yeah. I don't want a pet special anymore. I think I want a Starduster, but I want to build a metal one. I want a Starduster because it's, or a Starduster 2 because it's got two holes in it. And that way we can go out and fly together. It's just like the beautiful little cartoons. I started collecting them too. I got some that I guess you haven't seen or you didn't send them to me. Of course, I marked the ones that you send. But the classic is love is letting him keep his airplane parts in the house. Guess what? I hope you really meant that, because guess where the old prop's going as soon as I get it all finished. And then the other one is like, I put it in there. I got the other one that I dig, same as that one, that next to it is the going flying with him. You know, love is going flying with him. I just didn't know how to take the, I noticed the enthusiasm. Whether that was the way you felt, or you know, you just thought it was cool the way you didn't look too excited. And then the one about the mustache. I'll cut my mustache off some of these days. I kind of like that. My hair's getting long, and my sideburns are getting long. Man, what a cool cat. No, I'm not really trying to be cool, but there's nothing else to do but sit around and listen to your mustache grow. As far as excitement, of course, I mean, when we have excitement, we have a hell of a lot of it. That brings up a point. It's been several weeks now, about 3 weeks, I guess, since we had any. And that brings up another point. Don't be surprised, you know, if we're in a movie or we're walking down the street or... don't matter where we're at, and a siren goes off, or there's a boom, and if I hit the floor, don't think anything about it, because when I hear a boom, especially on the flight line, man, the first thing I do is just, bam, hit the deck, because you never know when the next one might be 2 feet from you. Of course, you better hit the deck, or you won't know when the next one hits. Those have a tendency to, you know, take your part in places. And, about the house business. I would like to have a garage. Of course, I don't really think we're going to spend too much time in Amarillo. I'm going to hook together a resume, and I'm going to try to get me a job. Someplace cool, someplace we ain't never been. Here comes one of the local Honda drivers. Damn it, I'm so tired of that. And about the furniture. Now, that's a cool idea, except in the tape you mentioned the furniture don't want to be or that couch would be $40 or $50. Well, gosh, it seemed like it was a nanny. I hope you picked out some pretty stuff, something that you might think I dig. And what about that? Excuse me, that one just for you. That dinette set that guy's got that belongs to us. Or did your mother let him have it? That'd be nice. We could make it with that. I always liked that anyway. Better than one she's got, even. And I would like for her to get a queen-size bed. Not only get a king-size bed, but just a queen-size bed. That's number fucking one. Excuse me. That's what the... well, never mind. I'll tell you about that later. About our little Army operation, not really army operation, but we NHA people have our own little cool salute. and we have a chaplain, which you already know. I call him the most unreverend. Kind of poking fun at the establishment more than anything else. But it is kind of fun. It does break the monotony. There's beaucoup monotony. Beaucoup monotony. TT. Silent. And, heaven, this is buzzing right past in a hurry. That film you seen was taken down at Vung Tau, the repairman down there. That's where Elmer's at. And one of the guys that was in the picture you seen there is a real good friend of my roommate's here. And, I want you, I'm taping over some of the tapes you sent. I listened to them several times, but this one I'm not going to tape over the one with you pounding your pud. I'm going to save that, and I do same you do. I like hear you pound pud, number one. Make me feel buku good. And, how? It left me satisfied. Well, not really, but it does. I mean, you get, after a while, you just, get to thinking about it, TT, and kaboom, old Fred, he just goes stand right straight up and takes pressure off to the point that, it's another week before that happens, or 2 weeks, or how long. But it's kind of tough to get a chance to do it, so. I do have a chance to get, which isn't too often, but it does keep the pressure off. I ain't going to the village and let nobody else do it, so I'll do it myself. And you do same. And, let's see. Got the tapes. The tape that you sent me, 40 photos the same day. And, pretty good combination. That's a week ago today, as a matter of fact. And, you just mentioned having another little kid or something. Forget it. It might be a boy. I want more girls if we're going to have anything. I just got a weakness for girls. And, I know what I think. I wouldn't take $1 million for this trip. I've got so many things out of it. I've got to, get a taste of war and combat. Not really. I haven't seen combat, but I mean, a lot of action and excitement. And I seen some people killed the other day. But that's the way it happens. They were betting me, so I really didn't, care less. Didn't have my camera with me. Dadgummit. And, I've been in another part of the world. The thing that I like best is, we've been separated. We could think about it. We got our stuff together, and that's the most important thing. Really, when I left, I think, one of my motives was kind of selfish. I mean, I done it because I wanted to go somewhere more, and that was selfish. But I didn't realize the benefit in it for both of us. And, anyway, I can still see you when we was talking about it when I got in. I can still see you standing at the airport. You'd done pretty good. I figured you'd probably not make a big scene, but cry pretty hard. but she just trickled a little tear out now and then. And I can still, well, I can just relive that last time we fucked. You know, I guess she was upset you didn't put too much in it, but it was so, I don't know, I felt really close to you and with you and all this business, like part of you. And I can still feel it. And the cool thing I remember is two nights before that, I guess the night, so we done that in the morning, I guess the night before my folks come, we remember we was playing there in the, always pounding each other's pud. When I come, I shot it all over your boobies. I remember that. Well, I do. We'll do more of that. That's number one. And you mentioned the fact that you and you enjoyed talking to me. And I enjoy listening. So whatever what you got to say, just say it. No matter what it is. And there's some guys here from Bell. Laid off. Bell's having layoffs. I don't know about Amarillo. We've been shipping a lot of choppers back there. I'll work there for a while. But enough to keep things going. We can get squared away pretty quick. And we're not going to buy a lot of fancy things until we do, because I want my airplane. And I want you to have a colored television to live with. And some real nice furniture. Maybe someday we'll have us a new car or something. But I'm afraid we're going to be different when it comes to our mind, hon. And, I want you to see if Marilyn got the ass at you about the kids. Why don't you try to find a good babysitter? There's bound to be one someplace. Because we're going to need one down there. Because we're going to go out, do it upright. I want you to buy, you be sure to buy you some nice clothes. And so on. So that, you know, we won't have to worry about that for a few months. And, well, there's one thing, I don't blame Marilyn for having a case of the ass if you kept Misty for 2 days and two nights. That'd give me the ass, too. I mean, unless she asked, now she volunteered, but if you kind of pushed her on her, well, that's not nice. I wish you wouldn't do that. And, anyway, well, this thing's getting down toward the end. I think I'm going to sit down and figure out the bill. You know, I got the letter today about what you paid out, that $439. And, to show you what I want squared the most. And then leave it up to you. Do you realize that with my $75 every 2 weeks, or yeah, in your 400 and something, man, that's clearing over $1,000 a month. That ain't too shabby when you can clear that much. Man, that's buku money. But anyway, see, money does make a lot of difference, no doubt. Well, it's been raining a lot here, kind of cloudy and yucky, but got 106 days left. Less than that, 105 tomorrow. It won't be long, it'll be a double-digit midget. And, the GI that talked to you on that other tape, boy, that, you know, how I've always had my, not really hero, but people I looked up to, you know. Well, he feels the same way about me. And, I mean, he just by the way he acts and talks. And he got a drop coming. It means he can leave early, but he's going to stay. He chose, unless he can go right close to his home, he's going to stay an extra month, or you know, an extra month, so he can be here, so we can
be with him with the ground school and so on and forth and so forth. He's working on the philosophy of success.
You mentioned that you wanted to, you wish you had that to give it back or something. Boy, not me.
I tell you what, I haven't listened to the thing too much since I've been here, but I sure read the manual, and man, that still makes buku difference. I really like that. And anyway, Bob Bartram is a young man. I hope he comes down to see us while he's on leave. Yeah, he really wants to meet you real bad. Told him he's a good cook.
Well, this is close to the end, honey. And I'll write to you. I'll drop a letter, drop you a line tonight. I gotta scrounge some stamps too. And I'll try to get this mail sometime tomorrow. So I love you, buku, and put me up another tape, okay? Tell Marilyn hello. I love you. Adios, Senora. Number one, pussy.